Every time that we make a butter lamp offering in front of a Buddha, it is also of boundless merit. Very often the source of us attaining liberation and enlightenment comes from these merits of making these offerings of butter lamps or incense, water offerings. It is from this that these positive merits of ours start to ripen. Don't think that the smallest positive activity is not worthwhile, even just reciting an Om Mani Padme Hum. If you think about it, animals, their entire life, they won't be able to recite one Om Mani Padme Hum. Think about it. How are they going to be able to recite one Om Mani Padme Hum? Think about a fish in the ocean. Which fish in the ocean has a long life? Maybe we can think about a whale. Maybe a whale might live up to 100 years. Think in 100 years, how many fish, little fish, smaller fish, will the whale have eaten? Just like many people, people that don't have any understanding of cause and effect in their life, they may have eaten the flesh of how many sentient beings? And so for sustaining this one life, how many sentient beings have experienced suffering and lost their lives? And then look back to having countless lives, and in those countless lives, how many sentient beings have we harmed? Why is it, do you think, that I am stressing so much that you must recite the Sutra of Great Liberation? We think that we are just one life. However, this one life of ours is interrelated with countless other lives. And then think that now we have the opportunity to practice Buddhism, and we have the opportunity to be able to benefit countless suffering sentient beings. Are we not willing to do this? We're very willing to. And then what we are generating with all of these sentient beings is not negative connections, but positive connections. Due to the fact that we are now practicing Buddhism, accumulating merit with all of this, we can benefit all of those sentient beings with which we have karmic connections. If we weren't practicing and we didn't have this merit, how would we be repaying all of this cause and effect that we have generated? Just as we mentioned before, think about one whale that maybe lives for 100 years. How many smaller fish did the whale eat? How is this whale going to repay the karma of consuming all of those fish's lives? And we know different. All of the karma, the negative karma that we have generated, how are we going to repay all of that karma? There's no way. The only way we can do it is through generating merit. And through the vast merits of Buddhism, we can repay these karmic debts and repay them very quickly. And not only we can repay all the karmic debts, we can also benefit sentient beings. We can guide them to liberation, to attain enlightenment. And we can plant some positive seeds. Then those sentient beings no longer dislike us. In fact, now they are grateful towards us. And this will enable us to attain liberation. This infallibility of cause and effect, really, we must be persistent with this. We must really respect it. Maybe I think sometimes we don't really respect it because we don't really understand it. We must exchange our negative karma. If we have taken a life, we must exchange the life. So we can do this through the accumulation of merit. We don't have to do it through experiencing similar sufferings. Countless, unbearable suffering. If every day we are practicing and every day we are dedicating the merits, then I think very quickly we will be able to repay all of our karmic debts with this merit. And so with our eyes closed, we can make aspirations. With our eyes closed, we can make dedications. We can lie down and practice. Really, we can think about the merits that we have generated. We have generated these merits from the time that we started to practicing the preliminaries, the inner preliminaries, the outer preliminaries, all of the merits. And then we can think, wow, actually, I'm quite incredible over all of this time. I've really generated a lot of merit. Think, what have I done? I've done the 5 preliminaries, a few 100,000 of these practices, refuge, bodhicitta, Bodhisattva mandala practices. This really is incredibly vast merit. And so we can lie there and think, oh, all of the merit that I have accumulated, that I've generated since when I started until now, I can now dedicate. And every day, dedicate it. And every morning that we wake up before our Vajra Guru, bring to mind all of our negative karma that we have generated from the time we were very small until now. And when we think about all of this negative karma that we have generated, then we really give rise to a mind of repentance. And then before Vajrasattva, with this mind of great repentance, recite the 100-syllable mantra. Many of you might feel, I don't want to think about the things I've done in the past. Don't be like this. Think about these things. They're already past. You've already done them. Really, when we repent, really think about all of these things. Really think, my goodness, before I was really ignorant. So, so ignorant. We really didn't understand. We didn't know. Really, when we do the repentance, bring to mind all of these negativities. And then really when we do the repentance, when we recite the 100-syllable mantra, our state of mind, our state of repentance will be completely different. And at night when we do our dedication, really full of joy and cherishing, do the dedication. Never mind if you didn't remember before all of your past merits that you have accumulated, that you have generated, dedicated again. And then we can really feel very happy and very content. We can think, really, before I've done more than 100,000 prostrations, I've done so many practices over all of this time. Actually, I'm not too bad at all. I've engaged in all of these activities of the bodhisattvas. I'm quite great, actually. Isn't this quite incredible? And when you do the dedication, immediately be full of joy and happiness and cherishing and wish for all of this merit that has been dedicated to be passed to all of the sentient beings. Dedicate to all the sentient beings which I have a karmic connection with, those in the hells, in the hungry ghost realms, in the animal realms, all of those beings that are in the bardos, all of them that are experiencing suffering. May all of this merit go to them, that they may attain liberation as quickly as possible. And then, full of joy and cherishing, do the dedication and go to sleep. And then we won't have any nightmares. Really, it'll be like this. This is cause and effect. Really, do this. And if during the day you haven't had an opportunity to generate any positive virtuous actions, then dedicate. If we don't do any dedication, then today we've got a zero result. However, if we believe in this past merit and we dedicate it, then we have this merit that is dedicated and accumulated. So don't think that, oh, I've already made this dedication. It's a little bit embarrassing or not appropriate to dedicate again. So the merits we can really think of every day and dedicate every day. And then in this way, our practice is different, isn't it? And then in this way, moment by moment, we can bring about this merit. And the way we practice can be perfected. And also dedicate the merits of all of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, all of the merits that they have generated in the past. Don't worry, they're not attached to the merit. They've placed it over there. And so in doing this, we can perfect the dedications. And do this with compassion. And in this way, it can really be of benefit to this life of ours. And we can practice quicker in terms of accumulating merit quickly, reducing our negative karma more quickly. This doesn't mean that now because I've given you this method that now you don't have to practice. All you do is every day you just dedicate the merits of everybody else. Only do this when you really don't have any possibility to practice. When you can still engage in your own practices and rejoice and be happy for the merit of other people. Don't be jealous of other people's practice. If other people are meditating well, practicing well, going on retreats, from within the depths of your heart, rejoice. We might be thinking, I haven't been on retreat once, and that person has gone on retreat already 7 times. Be very careful of this jealousy. It can arise very, very easily, and it can be very scary. Rejoice in the practice of others. If we are jealous of other people, very quickly we reduce our positive merit. We also don't have to pray so much. We can just be quiet, but don't be jealous. Because also, when we talk too much, sometimes it also ends up in jealousy. Instead, all we need to do is say, good, good, good. Really, with this life of ours, we can really do many meaningful things. In these few decades that we have, really the merit of ours is in equanimity with that of the merits of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And really, until we have attained the Pure Lands, we won't have such a good opportunity. In the Pure Lands, everybody there is Bodhisattvas. We are here with the sentient beings, and so we have much greater opportunity to accumulate merit. In terms of benevolence, in reality, there is no difference between the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and sentient beings. All of them bring us benefit. Through the compassion of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, we are able to attain enlightenment. And in attaining enlightenment, it wouldn't have been possible without the compassion of the sentient beings. Without sentient beings, we would not be able to attain Buddhahood. We rely on the blessings of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and we rely on the kindness of sentient beings. The benevolence of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and of sentient beings is the same. If there weren't sentient beings, who would we dedicate our merits to? And if there's nobody to dedicate to, then where's the merit? Just as long as there are sentient beings, we have the opportunity to dedicate the merits. Moment by moment, be grateful to sentient beings. And in this way, our practice is not going to have obstacles. Everyone, practice well.